Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Wilson going to the air. Chased out by Daquan Jones. Wilson looking end zone wide open. Touchdown! First NFL touchdown for Zach Wilson. And it goes to Corey Davis.
Down the middle, he's got it. Elijah Moore, the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown.
Jones has just caught flat-footed. What an excellent, excellent route.
He'll hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know
and
what?
It's the Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is time to answer some mailbag questions with our friend who is the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. Yesterday we answered some questions, so today let's answer some more. And without any further ado, let's jump right back into the mailbag. Next question comes in from John Filippelli. He says, who are you most excited to watch during training camp? Chris, I'll leave that one to you since you're going to be there every day.
This has got to be, you know, I'm going Sauce Gardner on this one. I want to watch the battles between him. This is my defensive back bias coming into play. This is my first year covering the team, showing up for mini camp and watching Braylon Edwards and Darrelle Revis go press right against each other 5 feet in front of my face and being like, yeah, this is it. This is what I see. So I'm a follow Sauce around in OTAs, training camp. That I'm gonna be following him around heavy. Second year guys, I'm gonna be looking at Elijah Moore a lot. And then of course Breece Hall. Once the pads come on, I'm gonna look a lot more forward to that. As I always say, the running backs always look great when they're not in pads. But once those pads come on, I'm gonna look forward to watching him lower that shoulder and run through some people.
Next question comes in from Jason Berriton. He says, if the Jets hadn't traded up in the draft, which players do you think they would have gotten with their original draft picks? The third round pick is a little too tough to tell because there's so many variables there, but I'm going to guess that if they hadn't traded up from 35, they'd have taken Breece Hall there instead. And then at 38, they'd have taken Boye Mafe, just because I think at that point, he would have been the best pass rusher on the board who would have made sense for their scheme. I talked about Arnold Ebiketie on the shows with George Tirori. I don't think that he would have made sense for the Jets because he's only 250 pounds. It doesn't seem like he has a frame that's conducive to putting on more bulk without losing speed and explosion. And I don't think he's best suited to being a down lineman because of his size, which is what the Jets are going to need. So I'm guessing it would have been Mafe instead of Jermaine Johnson, and they probably would have taken Breece Hall at 35.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on the Mafe part, especially because, you know, they wouldn't have had Jermaine Johnson. The Breesall thing, that would have been the move then. They would have still taken him there.
Next question comes in from Degs316. He says, now that Zach Wilson is a, quote, beefy guy, according to Robert Saleh, do you see him running the ball more? I think ideally they'd like him not to run that much. I think what you want from him is for him to use his legs when he needs to extend plays and to get out of trouble and to run out of bounds and slide and all those things. I don't expect him to become some prolific runner like Josh Allen, because A, that's not ideally what you want your quarterback to be, and B, Zach Wilson does not have the size Josh Allen has, so if he runs too much, he's going to get pulverized. But I think that him having that extra bulk will help. I just don't think that it's going to turn him into Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and one thing, too, is Zach Wilson last year was built more than you think. I went into training camp thinking that he was going to be a lot more slight than he was. And I didn't have like super concerns about that, his slightness either, but I did think that it was going to be, and I was like, oh, he's got a bulkier frame than I expected. You can tell just from the pictures that he's bulked up a little bit more there. As with his running though, last year I was surprised by his running. I was like, okay, he can do more and he can use this more than I thought he'd be able to. But you're absolutely right. No one is thinking, you know, Josh Allen or even anything along those lines. So, but what I want him to do is trust his legs more, just in certain moments. You know, you pick your spots and is what he's got to do. It's not something that you want to see him doing a lot of, but, you know, third down, extend the drive type of stuff. Pick your spots, pick your moments, if you have a better feel for the buck. And that he started to do a lot of that last year. And part of the reason why he had to is because he didn't have the weapons to work with. So it was just run out. So that's encouraging. Use it when you need to, when you have no other options, but you definitely don't want to get into, you know, relying on it.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from John Jets, and he says, should we expect to see the Jets use more two tight end sets this season? Yes, absolutely. That's why they signed Tyler Conklin and CJ Uzomah and drafted Jeremy Ruckert as well. You're definitely going to see a lot more two tight end sets.
Oh, yeah, I love this question. This is the easiest question ever. Absolutely. Like, no question about it. This this system. They want two tight end sets. This is why they signed those two guys, like you said, and this is also why they wanted to go ahead and draft Rucker and bring him along and add him into the equation too, because this is not just, you know, hey, we got two tight ends, we want to be able to rotate this. No, they need tight ends to make this system go like exactly like they want, and it's going to be a heavy dose of two tight ends in this.
Next question comes in from Say My Name. If he says, any chance the Jets would consider trying Bryce Hall at safety? I don't think so.
No, I just don't see it. Bryce Hall is plenty. I shouldn't say that there's no chance that'll happen, because, you know, I've seen plenty of coaches take corners and try to make that switch. Most of the time it's kind of inexplicable, or it's out of a sense of desperation though. And I don't, excluding the older corners who make the switch back. So I just don't see that happening here. I think you're looking at, Bryce Hall as just like a backup in this situation right now.
Chris, since Bryce Hall was brought up, let's talk a little bit more about him. Stephen Sterling asks, how do you see the Jets using Hall and Echols? Wouldn't be shocked if Hall was used against bigger wide receivers while Echols competes for the slot. I don't think Echols is going to end up in the slot. I think they like Michael Carter the second there, and Javelin Guidry too. So I think that's what's going to happen at the slot. I think Hall and Echols will come in different situations, but primarily they're going to be quality depth. And that's a good thing. They have two guys that can step in and start if needed. They're not ideal starters, which is exactly why the Jets went out and paid DJ Reed and drafted Sauce Gardner. But now you've got two guys that can rotate in different situations, pick up the slack if somebody gets hurt, which is a huge positive. And both of those guys are cheap. Brandon Echols is here for 3 more years on a very inexpensive rookie deal. Bryce Hall is here for 2 more years. So I think that's what you're primarily going to see from Bryce Hall and Brandon Echols.
Yeah, it's funny to me that, you know, I saw a bunch of people after the draft that would be like, oh, trade Bryce Hall and trade Echols. And it's like, no. That's definitely not how they're looking at this right now. They're looking at this like, hey, we got these cheap guys that have awesome depth right now. They were looking at this like, hey, we could have survived with these guys starting, and now we got them as backups. And on cheap deals, they're not looking to give that up. Uh-uh. No. If anything happens to DJ Reed, Sauce Gardner, even for just, you know, a game or two, no, man, you best believe they love the idea of having Echols and Hall. You're right about the Michael Carter thing. He's, you know, injuries aside, anything crazy, unforeseen aside, he's got the number one nickel spot pretty much wrapped up for now. And I would give Guidry the advantage there on and like dime packages as well. Although I do think that, you know, maybe if Echols focuses on doing that mostly this offseason, that there's a better chance that he could steal that role, that job from Guidry than he could from Michael Carter. But yeah, they're just looking at him right now in the same way that, it's like having that extra tackle. Oh, you got the swing tackle. You can go jumbo sets now. So maybe they'll bring them in certain matchups to do certain things. But for the most part, if assuming everything's healthy and going to plan, it's going to be Sauce and Reed on the outside, Carter on the inside, and those guys is depth. And that's just how it's going to be.
Next question comes in from Bobby Veep. He says, how do you project the Jets running back depth chart looking? I would say that Hall and Carter are obviously going to be 1 and 2. And then after that, Tevin Coleman probably sticks around because he was fairly productive last year, knows the scheme, veteran, can provide some leadership. And after that, it really becomes murky. They got rid of Austin Walter. Some people liked him last year. P. Ryan is still lurking, but I don't think he's going to be around. I wouldn't bet against Zonovan Bam Knight, who they signed as an undrafted free agent out of NC State. Not only is he a quick runner who can make some plays in the passing game, but he also was an excellent kick returner, so that could give Brant Boyer some extra options there as well. I think Bam Knight is a guy to watch in training camp. He very well could make the roster or the practice squad, but I really wouldn't bet on any of the rest of these running backs other than the three that I listed making the opening day roster: Hall, Carter, and Coleman.
Yeah, I'm with you. Every step of the way, except you had an actual name that, on that free agent guy. I was just going to throw out, you know, a general hypothetical with the free agent pick there. Hall's the number one back. You can, if you want to get into semantics here and go 1A, 1B, I could be all right with it, but I think it's a clear delineation here. It's going to be Breece Hall is the number one back, and Michael Carter is going to be the clear number two back. I feel confident in saying that it'll be enough of a delineation there. I absolutely agree that you're going to have Tevin Coleman there. You know, we'll see what happens health wise. But they're going to try to have him as that veteran third back there. And then I've been a little busy and haven't been as into the free undrafted free agency weeds as normal. Been a little focused on some other things, but so I didn't have the name off the top of my head for you there. But yeah, I think, I don't know if it's going to be him. I just think that they will have carried a fourth running back on the roster. That is something that they are going to tend to do. I do not think it is going to be Pirine. Tyke Johnson, we saw why that fell apart there at the end of last year. Walter gone. I think they'll pluck and find somebody to be that fourth guy.
Next question comes in from Scott R. T. He says, now that the draft and most of free agency is over, how would you rank the AFC East rosters from top to bottom? Interesting question. You got to say that the Bills are number one. That's an easy one. No question about it. I would say the Dolphins are number two. You could question the quarterback situation there, but I think they have a really solid roster other than the question mark with Tua. And then after that, the Jets and the Patriots. It's interesting. Obviously, Mac Jones had a better rookie year than Zach Wilson, although Mac Jones did fade down the stretch. And you look around at the defense and the offense, and it depends on how much you like the rookies the Jets just got. That's really the question mark to me. If the rookies step up and play well year one, the Jets could very well have a better roster than the Patriots, who on paper don't look that great. But right now, I'd say the Patriots probably get a slight edge just because of all the unknowns. Either way, though, it just shows you how far the Patriots have fallen and how much the Jets are starting to creep up.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills are clear landslide number one with a bullet here. And then, honestly, I think 2, 3, and 4 are, like, kind of could be super close, almost splitting hairs. There's a top heaviness with the Dolphins, but then there's a lot of just jumble mess that I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know. The Patriots, like you said, you know, that if you're just a rap, like if you do one of those, you know, when you like to do this, you do like the blind quarterback stat test. If you did like a blind roster test and, you know, you showed the rosters, but like nobody, you wiped their memories of what teams they're on somehow, so no one actually knew, I think the Patriots would be probably coming last in that. But it's really hard for all of our brains to not like factor in and just assume that Belichick will be able to get, you know, at least two more wins than you expect out of that group. So, and because of like everything you want to do, like the Jets are, I'm not trying to knock your Jets fans. I'm not trying to do it here. This isn't criticizing time, but every argument you're going to want to make for the Jets here is all about like hope and promise and unknown. And you want it to be fulfilled. And I'm thinking there's a chance that, you know, at least a good amount of it can be fulfilled. There's reason you should be hopeful about all this, but there's less tangible we know for certain with the Jets here. So they're gonna have to be last there, but I don't think they're far from being able to overtake possibly Miami and the Patriots. That gap between the Bills is much, much bigger, though.
Next question comes in from Dave Stignitti. He says, will linebacker be a major weakness this year, and do you foresee any free agent pickups? It could pick up somebody in free agency. I'm sure they'll scan the waiver wire, especially after June 1st and training camp cuts. I do anticipate linebacker being one of the weaknesses on this team this year. I think Salah will try to scheme around it, but realistically, look at who they have right now. You've got a bunch of guys that are converted safeties who got hurt last year on top of having to learn a new position. You've got Quincy Williams, who is exuberant and makes a lot of tackles, but he's very flawed in terms of his overall play, over pursues a lot, still kind of learning the position as well. The only one that you have that's proven is CJ Mosley. So I do anticipate linebacker being a weakness. I'm sure they'll kick the tires on some players in the third wave of free agency and after training camp cuts. And I'm sure Robert Saleh and Jeff Ulbrich will try to scheme around the weakness, but I do think linebacker is going to be one of the weaker positions on the roster this year.
Yeah, it's pretty indisputable, right? Like, how could it not be? I've been talking about this for years, that this roster was so barren, just so many holes everywhere, that every year with these Joe Douglas free agencies, you're going in and you can't fill all of it, man. But last year, we left the free agency in the draft with still like eight holes left going, hey, you can't fill all of it. Now you're looking and it's, you know, it's linebacker, it's free safety, and it may cornerback in depth, quarterback maybe in depth everywhere else. Like that's what you're looking at right now. Those are the only, like, now, I'm not saying they're, you know, best in the league at every other position, but those are the weak spots. And, you know, the quarterback is just a maybe, but it's just linebacker and safety where you're looking at it and like, okay, this is a weak spot. So give Joe Douglas one more off season and that should be done. You got reports there looking at Quan Alexander. I absolutely expect that there will be some shuffling. They'll bring some guys in both these spots. You know, if they bring in a Quan Alexander and it works, then cool, that'll be it, and that's all they need. But we've seen this in the past couple of years. It's been happening at multiple positions at once, where there's just a rotation of guys coming in and out. And I think we're looking at something similar at both those positions today, unless they can, you know, get lucky and find somebody early that they like enough to stick with.
That's going to wrap up part two of the mailbag. Make sure you follow Chris on Twitter at CNimbly and at Jets Insider. Read his very big deal work over at JetsInsider.com. Visit PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel to check out everything we're doing over there. The Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant, has got some great All-22 breakdowns of all the Jets draft picks. Plus, he just did a review of Zach Wilson's improvement after he came back from injury last year. Watch all the videos and subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. Visit our store, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinn and Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Zach Says Go Long shirt, the Zach the Ripper shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there. teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital at playlikeajet.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.